You are walking in the forest. The sky is steel gray, and a storm threatens to erupt at any moment. You are not prepared. The forest is not where you intended to be all day, but you're lost. You feel like you've been wandering for hours as a light drizzle falls on the canopy above you. You're just walking around and around. You're in a spiral, circling, spinning. Every step you take seems to make you feel more confused, less sure of yourself, of your footing. The ground here is soft, the scents that linger in the air sweet. You aren't sure when you first notice them, but there's a beautiful floral aroma that wafts between the trees. It seems to be getting stronger, more potent. You feel it tickle your nostrils just a little. Something is calling you, it feels like, beckoning you to find the center of the spiraling, swirling forest. This maze of trees that sends you spinning around and around, waiting to fall into its center. But something in your mind tells you to stop, to turn back. Something dangerous is ahead, but that sweet, sugary scent, it draws you forward, inexorably, inevitably, spinning around and around you and your mind and filling your senses. It calms you. It makes you think you're silly to worry about danger. It's even a little sleepy to sniff it, and as you take one long, deep breath, it feels as though your lungs are filling with it, an almost imperceptible mist of pink pollen. It's so calming, making you so sleepy, but pulling you ever forward until you reach a meadow, and there, at the center, is a large plant. From inside, you see that wave of pink mist pumping up, pumping into the air. You take another deep breath and let it bring you closer to the plant. Then you watch as petals unfurl to reveal her, the source of the scent, the sleepy pollen mist that drew you here. She's smiling, dripping with moisture, her green, curvy body human in appearance, but somehow plant-like too. Vines reach out from the bottom of the blossom, where her thighs sink into it, into a flower filled with nectar. And there she is at the center, hand held, palm up, blowing pink pollen towards you. Your senses are dulled by it, but your vision remains clear. She is beautiful. Her long green hair glistens. Her skin shimmers and sparkles. She is resplendent, perfect, a vision of beauty that seems to sing of forbidden pleasures and desires. You can't take your eyes from her. Her chest, her hips, her big, soft lips, and huge, innocent eyes. At your feet, the vines are moving, grasping at your ankles, entwining you. But you don't notice. Nothing seems to matter as you inhale more and more of that pollen but her. She crooks a delicate finger, beckons you to her. You feel a pull at your legs. Finally, you notice the vines. They're guiding you to her, closer and closer. A sudden stray thought screams, "No, stay back. Plant girls are dangerous." But it fades as you take another long breath of her enticing pollen scent. You aren't sure if you're walking or the vines are pulling you, but you move closer and closer. She leans forward, perfect, dripping nectar. The sweet smell is overwhelming. You want to taste it. Her lips are wet. She licks them. You can't help but stare. You can't think. You can only react now to her. She's sexier up close. Exquisite, smooth green skin, big blue eyes. She's a dream, more than a woman. Behind her, two flowers rise up, with pink petals and a deep black center. They begin to move, to sway back and forth, and the plant girl's hips sway with them. Her finger keeps beckoning you, and the movement makes you feel so relaxed. You can't help it. The vines are up to your waist and you'd walk forward even if they weren't. She's calling to you without a single word, and you're powerless to resist. Somewhere deep in your mind, you remember that you can't. You shouldn't taste her nectar. You know that's what will seal your doom. You're so close, though. You can smell it. You lick your lips. She dips a finger into the nectar beneath her and places it onto her lips. Your body is encased in vines. You are being pulled to her. You cannot stop. You cannot resist. She leans forward and puckers her nectar-covered lips and plants a kiss on your lips. Everything fades to black.